next here in studio with me from Drury University's Theater Department, director Josh Inman and actor Eileen Aceves-Cortez. And they're going to be telling us about the satirical musical Urinetown by Greg Kotas and Mark Holman. And you're doing that next weekend in Will Hoyt Theater on the Drury campus.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
So we're going from Messiah Project to Urinetown, and then we're going to Springfield Catholic High School for Hunchback of Notre Dame this morning. So we're ranging all over the place. This is a show, then it is very much a satire, and you would hope it would be with a name like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it is a satire. You know, it does kind of touch on a serious subject. It, you know, kind of what happens when power takes over and, mm-hmm. you know, society loses control. But it's all told through, you know, really fun song and dance, and it's everything you want in a musical. So it's great.
Yeah, give me a little bit more detail about the style and what people can expect to see and hear.
Right. So it actually pays homage to kind of some other musicals. There's kind of some hidden tidbits in there, which are fun. It takes place, there's a 20-year drought in a town, and people have to pay to pee. They have to pay for the privilege to pee. They can't go in their own homes.
The city, yeah, I guess they're trying to regulate water consumption because of the drought. So the city has outlawed the use of private toilets. People have to use public facilities.
Yes. Yeah. And you see what happens to everyone's character when that happens. You know, it really brings
out. And
these are
pay toilets, too, by the way.
Yes.
Run by the Good Company, a malevolent corporation headed by the corrupt Caldwell B. Caldwell. I love the name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely was a hard one for me to get right.
Caldwell B. Caldwell.
Yeah.
What are you playing in the show?
I play Pennywise, and so she is actually the enforcer of one of the private toilets. It's especially the toilet in the most poorest part of town. So she's the one that has to deal with most of the issues with people who can't actually pay.
Yeah, and that could be a major issue if you have to and you can't pay for it. So this show satirizes, well, gosh, I got the whole list here. The legal system, capitalism, bureaucracy, corporate mismanagement. And like you said, with sly little references to other styles and other shows in the musical theater genre.
Absolutely. And we have a wonderful cast. We have 25 cast members, which we have a pretty intimate theater. If you've ever been to the Will Hoyt Theater, seats about 200. So 25 people on stage, which is a large cast for that that environment, but it's wonderful. We have an incredible set designed by Doug McKenzie, one of our guest designers.
Right.
And so the set really just goes out into the audience, and the second you enter the theater,
you're immersed in the town. For performances, the production opens next Wednesday, the 13th at 7:30 p.m., and then continues Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with the evening curtains at 7:30 p.m., and there's also a matinee at 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 16th. You're doing two shows on Saturday,
we
then?
Are.
Okay.
Yes.
2 and 7:30 p.m. Saturday the 16th. Tickets range from $3 to $14. $3 if you're a Drury student or faculty member, and then all the way up to $14 for adults from the general public. You can call the Drury box office Monday through Friday from 1 to 5 p.m. at 873-7255. They're also open an hour before curtain for each performance. You can also visit drury.edu/theater, and there's a link where you can purchase tickets online. So how did you come up with the idea to do this particular show? It's not the first time it's been done in Springfield,
I
don't think.
It's been done not recently, but you know, there's been a couple of other organizations who have done it. But we always look for a show that fits our students well, fits the talent that we have. I also thought that the topic, the subject matter is relevant right now. And it was a challenge for us. It's something, you know, we always want to challenge our students and make them rise to that occasion.
Well, how was it a challenge? In what ways?
It definitely, because it's such a satire, it's really difficult to try to find the balance between the comedy and the seriousness of things. How the script is written, it's written in a way that it's easy to present the comedy, but at the same time, you have to reel it back or put a lot into it. So, like, the audience will completely understand what you're trying to convey.
They won't just dissolve into giggles. You want them to get the message as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, that's Urinetown, the musical, the satire produced by Drury University Theater next week, the 13th through the 16th. Evening performances at 7:30 p.m. and two shows on Saturday the 16th at 2:30 or 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., all in Will Hoyt Theater inside the Breach Building on the Drury campus. Again, 873-7255, or you can pick up tickets an hour before curtain when the box office opens, or visit drury.edu/theater. Anything else that we've left out that people might need to know?
You know, this is our first time back with a musical in the Will Hoyt space. We've been in the Sunderland Studio Theater
the
past couple of years, our new space. So we're really happy to be back in a traditional proscenium environment. We have a larger orchestra because of that, led by our music director, Beth Feloukas. It's a big show, a lot of fun.
Very exciting.
Yeah, there's a lot of surprises in it as well.
All right. You're hearing Josh Inman, who is on the faculty at Drury. He is directing this production, and one of the actors in the show, Eileen Aceves-Cortez, who is playing, what's the name of the character again?
Pennywise.
Yes. In Urinetown next weekend at Drury in the Will Hoyt Theater. Thanks for coming in, folks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.